I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a master builder. A master builder. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture where the Apostle Paul says, like a master builder, he laid this foundation. But then we have to be careful how we build upon this foundation that God has given us in Jesus Christ. So my kids were watching a show the other day, and this phrase just came on the show. She says, I'm building like an expert builder. The little girl on the show says, I'm building like an expert builder. And when she said that, this verse just came into mind. This, the Apostle Paul talking about being a master builder. So we're going to be taking communion over this today and looking at this passage of scripture. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance, to make it active and relevant right now, today, in this present moment today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proving the death that activates all of the benefits. So in a way, communion is an activation. An activation of all of these benefits that are found in this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of what Jesus has done for us, to stir it into our soul, into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice, something we can release our faith into. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. This time of communion with God. But it's important we take it the right way. Every day to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and appreciation for God and for Jesus, for his sacrifice. Just gratitude and joy and delight. We get to come together with him. So the way we do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. It's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? We have this eternal perspective with God. But when it all comes down to it, how are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we walking it out today? Because it's always called today. We tend to procrastinate sometimes and put things out into the future. But God's interested in how we're doing today. And then after our time of communion, we take a few minutes. We've been talking about lately some workout advice, some workout tips as a practical way to connect with God. Physical exercise, I believe, is one of the greatest ways to practice connecting with God, to practice applying our faith, to exercise our faith, and practice receiving that grace by faith where we experience God doing the work through us. And you can feel him doing that work through us. And once we understand how to apply those principles into physical exercise, it's just a natural overflow where it teaches you how to apply them into other areas of your life as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion today. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them and our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of them. Ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. That's the way we make today a masterpiece. We stay connected to him. It's also important, I think, how we view today. In the Jewish culture, they say that a day starts in the evening. It's sunset to sunset, because in the book of Genesis, it says, God says, there was evening and then there was morning, with the evening coming first. So a slight shift in how we view a day, but I think it makes a big difference. So every night before bed, taking some time to examine ourselves. How did we do today? How did we do today? My favorite way to do this is with the journal, just reflecting back over the day and looking back at these four fundamentals. How was my positioning? How did I do with my attention and focus magnifying the light? How well did I stay tuned in and connected with God today? And then did I take action? Did I do those things that I know to do? And was I resting and trusting in God and his grace to flow through me, to empower me to do those things? Or was I trying to do it all in my own strength and efforting and my forcing my way through it? Let's take a look at these. Our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light. We're going to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals every day. But position in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light, it has to happen every day. We got to keep repositioning every day. We take our position in humility, humbling ourselves, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent, willing to learn, willing to humble ourselves underneath God and in relationship with other people. Because it's the humble that are given grace. And we're going to receive that grace and forgiveness from God. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves, take that pressure off of ourselves, and walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. Let it flow all the way through us out into the world. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, assuming the best about people, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. We're going to take our position. It's humility and forgiveness combined with this gratitude and praise that keeps us in the faith. And then that faith works through love. And love and light are one and the same. When we take our position in these things, now we've got access. Access to this grace in which we stand. God has taken everything he had and he gave it all to Jesus. He gave it all to Jesus, and we get to be in him. We get to be in him today. Inside of him, inside of that light, we've got access to God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control, faith, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his purpose, his time, his finances, you name it. It's all in there in Christ. We've got to learn how to receive this from God by faith and get it flowing through us. And one of the ways that we do that is we've got to start to magnify the light, to make it bigger and greater. To magnify, we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of this through us. As we magnify that light, it just starts to permeate our entire being. It's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where's our attention throughout the day? What are we meditating on? Meditation is one of the biggest keys to developing the understanding of all that God has made available and how to get it flowing through us. Meditating. What are we meditating on? Just rolling over consistently. So we can start meditating on God's word today. Thinking about it and talking about it, rolling it over in our minds to meditate on his unfailing love and his faithfulness. His mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can meditate and magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God. We've got his blessing and favor. He eagerly desires to help us today. can magnify and meditate on all the good things that he put within us. And just stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. All the things that are going well. Looking back at how far God has already brought us in our life. That builds faith. That builds encouragement in our life. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Actually, it's the complete opposite. It's bringing those problems into the light. It's not hiding from them. It's bringing them into the light and magnifying God as bigger than those problems. I think of David and Goliath in this. Everyone else is magnifying the size of Goliath. David's magnifying the size of God. He's looking Goliath in the face, facing him and magnifying God as bigger. It's just a choice. What are we going to choose to magnify today? What are we going to choose to magnify today? But God does give us a choice. We could not do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, unforgiveness, bitterness, contempt for people, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining, meditating on the issues and the problems, just rolling them over and over. And for a lot of people, it's not that they are trying to choose the way of darkness. It's just they don't have the understanding. We've got to develop the understanding of all that God's made available and how much he wants to help, how much he wants to get all this grace flowing through us today. And that's where we've got to recognize those symptoms. One of the greatest things we can learn, one of the greatest skill sets we can learn is learning to recognize the symptoms of where I'm positioned and what I'm magnifying, and learn to make quick adjustments when I'm off track. So the symptoms of darkness, retaliating at people, snapping at people, withholding good things that we know we should be doing, but we're not doing it because they did that to me. They said that to me. I'm not going to do that for them. Avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment, withdrawing our presence. Then on the inside, there's this heaviness. There's this weight and pressure that's just sitting on you on the inside. Might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness. Like there's no hope for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Low energy is another big symptom. I like to think of the darkness as like a black hole. It just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about which steps to take, which direction to go, because when we're in the dark, we can't see. And you get stuck in these vicious cycles that keep repeating just over and over again. But when we take our position in the light, there is this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more it begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless, energizing. You feel that faith and the energy and the courage begin to rise up. You feel that peace and the joy and the love begin to flow through you. His mind and wisdom begin to flow through us. Then we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free. Out of bad habits, bad patterns, situations look like there was no hope for. Just begins to effortlessly set us free as he does the work. And then if that weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it's learning to recognize these symptoms and turn it back around quickly, to turn the tables on them. You can go from darkness to light in 1 second. In 1 second, just by changing our focus. How do we do it? First step, I believe, is humility. We humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. If you need to humble yourself in relationship to somebody else, you need to say you're sorry, whatever it is, we take those steps to humble ourselves so we get that grace flowing again. We receive that forgiveness from God. We forgive ourselves in the middle. We reconcile with other people if we need to. Then you start praising and thanking God for his love and his goodness and his grace. And all of a sudden, you'll feel that weight lift off you on the inside. You feel that energy begin to flow. You feel that peace and the joy and that love just washing over you on the inside. Just takes a moment to do. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's leading us and guiding us and training us. We got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. Now, my favorite way to go through, to kind of shortcut this whole process, is with a journal before bed. And the way I like to start the journal is getting positioned with gratitude and praise. The first thing I start with my journal pretty much every night, what God has taught me to do, is, Father, I thank you. for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. Colossians says we should be giving thanks for that regularly. We notice that's one of the first things we say in our prayer every day. Just praising him and thanking him for that consistently. I've been released from darkness. I'm transferred into the light. Given praise and gratitude for that regularly. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What are my wins for the day? Then I'll ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? What were you trying to show me? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. It doesn't take long, just a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. Whether I think it was God or not, I just begin to write it down. Then we got to stay connected to him and tuned in to him throughout the day, because he may course correct our path. He may navigate us down a little different path. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute or two. Plug back into him. Get powered back up in him. Think of it like plugging in your phone. It's getting low on battery. We got to get charged up again. If you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which steps to take, just ask him. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we ask him and then we're not waiting for him to show us what to do. Just wait until you know. Then the final thing I like to do in my journal every night is recap. Am I doing what I know to do? And then I like to plan the upcoming day with God. Jesus says, you abide in me. You can ask for anything you want in my name. And I began to seek God about this a while ago. How do I know what to want? What's the best thing to ask for? We can ask for anything that you want. Think about these movies where people have a magic genie and these types of things. I'm not saying God's a genie. But if you had the magic genie scenario, how do you know what to ask for? People ponder, what's the right thing to ask for? Jesus says, you abide in me, you can ask for anything that you want, anything in my name. So I began to ask God, what's the right thing to want? And what it ultimately led to was today, what I really want is I want to be doing what's right and best in God's eyes. And I want to do it with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in him. That's what I want to be doing today. But how do I know what that is? Here's what I've learned to do. What do I know to do? What do I know to do today? Not the things I'm unclear of, not the things I'm uncertain on. What do I know to do? I'll begin to list out what's on the to-do list. What do I know needs to happen today? Is there anything in my conscience? Because our conscience is one of God's ways of trying to prompt us of knowing what to do, to lead us and navigate us. Anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do. What do I know to do? Write out that plan and then wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. We're going to execute that plan together with God today. We're going to wake up. We're going to get positioned in him. We're going to start praising and thanking him, magnifying him, get connected to him. We're going to walk out that plan today with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him. As we do this, it does something like magnetize us. Gets this grace of God flowing through us. Gets this grace of God flowing through us. And he begins to beautify our lives. God is the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's take a look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. The Apostle Paul says, by the grace God has given me. So how did he do all this? He did it by God's grace. He didn't do it by his own effort or skill or strength. He did it by God's grace. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder. Some versions say master builder. And someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that's already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. So the verse that's just coming to mind as we're reading through this. Number one, this happens by grace. But I was just reading last night. I was reading a psalm before bed. I think it was Psalm 127. It talks about, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Often we get to trying to build all these things in our life. But what I believe God really wants is he wants his grace flowing through us, empowering us to build, where he's doing the work through us. We're resting in our soul. He's doing the work. And what do we got? We have some work to do. We've got purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. We got some good works for us to walk in. I think it's in Titus. It says that Jesus purified us and redeemed us to purify a people who are zealous for good works. We got some good works to do. We're not saved by our works, but once we're saved, we've got some good works to do. But it's God doing the work through us. Jesus says, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me. And learning to get this grace flowing through us and allowing God to build through us. Because the things that we build in our own strength are going to get tested by fire. They're going to get burned up. But it's the things that God does through us that are truly going to last. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you and for Jesus and all that you went through, that Jesus went through to connect us back to you. We thank you for this grace that you've given to us. We're asking for your help today to build things that truly last in our lives, to build with you by your grace. Things that truly last. We just thank you for this bread. Now, on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Those disciples, take it. We've got to receive it. That he makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. That forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can know God. We can know his heart and his love and his goodness. And that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so let's bring it all back to today. Got some good work to do today. What do we know to do today? Let's put this into practice, walking out those things and doing them together with God. Let's talk about some workout stuff. How did Paul build all that? By God's grace. I believe 2 Corinthians 9 says, God's able to make all grace abound to you. This idea of the word abounding. Abounding means to increase greatly. And in the Latin, it has these kind of word pictures of waves or surges. So God's grace, when it abounds, when it flows through us, it comes through us in waves and surges. So one of the things we talk about in our physical exercise. We're trying to apply our faith, to exercise our faith, to receive this grace from God and get this grace abounding through us where God is doing the work. So practical application, what we just talked about, building the house. Our body is God's temple. We're building this house. We're going to build it by his grace. He's going to do the work. And it's going to abound through us. And it's going to happen in waves and surges. So one of the things in my own experience, our daily communion workout. If you don't have the workout, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. If you get onto our email list, when the daily communion meditations come, they've got workouts that are attached to them. And in the daily communion workout, it's a consistent daily practice where we're practicing this and practicing this and practicing this, receiving this grace from Him, connecting with Him. Lots of side effects, lots of good benefits, better health and energy and fitness and all these types of things as well. But the main goal is to practice receiving this grace and getting it flowing through us, to exercise our faith. But one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to practice and practice and practice and practice. And then all of a sudden, it's like your body gets it. All of a sudden, it's like we get it. And we move to a new level, and that grace begins to surge through us. And so you're going to find that progress often happens like this. It's like a stock market chart. It's like fluctuating up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And then all of a sudden, you get it. All of a sudden, you get it. And that grace surges through you, and it moves you to a new level very quickly. It surges through you and it moves you to a new level very quickly. So what you got to do is you got to manage those daily fluctuations, those waves up and down, until you get to that place where it clicks. And then all of a sudden it surges you through to a new level. And then you're back to the waves again for a little bit. And then you surge to a new level again. That seems to be the way that the progress happens in this. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.